Sansa struggled to steady herself. She felt like such a fool. She was a Stark of Winterfell, a noble lady, and some day she would be a queen. "It was not him, my sweet prince," she tried to explain. "It was the other one." The two stranger knights exchanged a look. "Pain?" chuckled the young man in the green armor. The older man in white spoke to Sansa gently. "Ofttimes Sir Ilion frightens me as well, sweet lady. He has a fearsome aspect." "As well he should." The queen had descended from the wheelhouse. The spectators parted to make way for her. "If the wicked do not fear the king's justice, you have put the wrong man in the office." Sansa finally found her words. "Then surely you have chosen the right one, your grace," she said. And a gale of laughter erupted all around her. "Well spoken, child," said the old man in white, "as befits the daughter of Eddard Stark. I am honored to know you. However irregular the manner of our meeting, I am Sir Barristan Selmy of the King's Guard." He bowed. Sansa knew the name, and now the courtesies that Septa Mundane had taught her over the years came back to her. "The Lord Commander of the King's Guard," she said, "and counsellor to Robert, our king, and to heirs Targaryen before him." "The honour is mine, good knight. Even in the far north, the singers praise the deeds of Barristan the Bold." The green knight laughed again. "Barristan the Old, you mean?"